We have one more story related to the ongoing war there. It's about someone you might remember hearing on the show. Hisham Al-Omesi is an activist and observer based in Sana'a. He's often helped us describe what's happening in Yemen. Omesi is well known around the globe thanks to his popular Twitter account and his frequent interviews on the BBC and other Western news outlets. But last week, unfortunately, he became the news when he was detained by Yemen's National Security Bureau.
We first got told by a friend of the family, and kind of the word was out there initially, but then the family got really worried because, you know, the arbitrary detention is something that happens regularly in Houthi-controlled Yemen.
Sophie McNeil is Middle East correspondent for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. She knows Omesi well. She's often turned to him for the same reason we have, to get a first-person description of the war in Yemen.
We actually did a feature report on our Sunday night news program just 2 weeks ago, where we interviewed Hisham and asked him about the level of aid coming to Yemen. And Hisham gave this interview and he said, oh, look, you know, everyone needs to realize that, okay, they're ignoring Yemen, but it will have an impact on them. You know, look at Syria, look at Iraq. This kind of thing will happen to Yemen if the world doesn't start paying us more attention. So he really just was one of the best analysts who you could turn to when you wanted someone to give an explanation of the wider political situation, but also just that day-to-day life, what it's like trying to raise a family in a city that, you know, is hit by nearly daily airstrikes, where food isn't that easy to come by for many people in Sana'a, and where there's this risk of cholera. So he just is a very kind of relatable character as well.
That's in part because Omesi has been open about the challenges he and his wife have faced raising two young sons in a war zone. Now there's concern that he may be tortured while in custody. Yemen's Houthi-controlled government hasn't said why it detained Omesi. His only crime appears to have been to describe what's happening in Yemen to those outside the country, which of course is no crime at all. Amnesty International, among others, is calling for the immediate release of Hisham Al-Omesi, and we are too.